855. You can take control toll free here, 855-453. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Brett.
Brett is with us from the School Sucks Project. We'll talk more about that here in a little bit. SchoolSucksProject.com is his website. All kinds of stuff, of course, on the table to talk about in the news. Also, the 30 things to stop doing. Brett wants to continue some of these. We'll do them here in a little bit. We got through number six, I think. We were up to number six, actually,
yep,
the last time. And last night, we just randomly, at the very end of the show, got on a topic that it's disturbing, very disturbing, this the idea that people, women specifically, but I imagine men do as well, women have rape fantasies. And we've talked about this once in the past, and it's disturbing to me to even, like, talk about this because it seems so wrong.
Yeah. Well, there's dangerous things to say already that have been said already, right? To say women have rape fantasies is like screaming for clarification right there. Some women, 5% of women.
Well, there's a percent. Yeah. There's this article here from Psychology Today gets into it's actually a meta-analysis of 20 studies over the last 30 years that indicates between 31% and 57% of women have rape fantasies. And these fantasies are frequent or preferred in 9% to 17% of women. Considering that many people are ashamed to report rape fantasies, they also may not be entirely accurate. They may be lowball figures.
Mm-hmm.
A story from Matthew Hudson at Psychology Today. So he says research into rape fantasies hasn't been particularly well publicized. Many people don't want to acknowledge that women have them for fear that all the news will incite or excuse real rape. But I follow, says the article's author, the Kinsey line that it's better to study the disturbing parts of human sexuality than to keep them in the dark. So do Joseph Critella and Jenny Bivona, researchers at the University of North Texas, who published said meta-analysis. They combined 20 studies and a whole field of theory to evaluate 8 potential explanations for women's rape fantasies. Some of the explanations overlap with each other and others mutually contradict. So we get from this meta-analysis and presumably his summary of the analysis the 8 reasons, supposed explanations as to why women, and again, I don't know how much this applies to men. They don't give those statistics.
Yeah, now, do you mean men being the rapist or the victim?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, they don't make it real clear, whether they're talking about women are being raped. Presumably, they are talking about being the victim in this particular story. Number one, masochism, the idea that women desire suffering. Women who engage in masochistic sex are more likely to have rape fantasies, but the great majority of women with rape fantasies do not want real rape. Accordingly, masochism may apply only to a small group of women. Two, sexual blame avoidance. Women are socialized to not seek out sex lest they be considered tramps. But if they're having sex against their will, they can avoid guilt. Studies comparing sexual repression to rape fantasies are mixed and overall don't support the explanation, but they may have been using wrong metrics. Sexually repressed women have fewer fantasies overall, but they might have a higher ratio of rape fantasies. In any case, this theory would apply only to some women.
Yeah, that's an interesting one, but it's hard to believe that they would have these fantasies to get rid of guilt when you think about what rape must involve as far as trauma. I mean, if that is true for some women, and I can't say whether it is or it isn't, I think it says a lot about the shaming of certain behaviors in our culture that I think are deeply ingrained in the psyche of people. And you've talked about this a lot on the show for years about, the Puritan values. We still have many laws in the United States that were formed in Puritan times.
New Hampshire just now is going to legalize adultery. It's a misdemeanor offense to cheat on somebody, cheat on your wife or your husband in New Hampshire. That's going to presumably change the end of the year, as the governor has pledged to sign the bill, and the House and the Senate have passed the bill. In fact, the House passed it overwhelmingly. It was like a 200-something to 29.
Okay, well, why is that even the worst law? I mean, it's such a bad law. As far as laws go, right? As far as, like, what is out there,
it's not the worst law.
Enforcing a contract? If the state has any function, you know, like the minimal role of government kind of people like to talk, if the state has any function, wouldn't it be possibly the enforcement of contracts? Or would people say that's not, you know, up to a third party like the state to interfere?
You could make an argument about that, although one would... I think the best argument against it would be that this is a ridiculous thing for police to be spending
time and
money on. And they haven't even spent any sort of money on it in the last decade, which is actually shocking because they did a decade ago investigate somebody's adulterous
relationship. There was like an adultery patrol?
There was some sort of, I don't know if it was a patrol, but there was an investigation. Somebody did get charged with that crime. But this is the example. When we talked about this rape fantasy thing in the past on Free Talk Live, this was the explanation that was brought forth, because I had wondered aloud, like, why would somebody have a fantasy like this? And this was the explanation, the idea that women are repressed, a lot of women are repressed sexually, they're instructed to, you know, not be sexual beings, not express their sexuality, to hold that back, and that makes them moral and good when they do that, and then when they have sex, that makes them a slut or bad when they do that, and there's all this programming to that end. And so the idea being that the rape fantasy is a way for that individual to have the kind of the sex, at least fantasy, that they're looking for, to have the sex that they're desiring, but they're not allowed to desire.
Right.
They're not allowed to want this. And so, oh, well, I'm being raped. I can't do anything about it.
So it's this odd consequence of somebody's biology fighting their programming, basically.
Yeah, and of course, as you pointed out, sexuality has very strange ways of manifesting itself once it's repressed, right? So we've been through decades and decades of Puritanism. It's wearing away at this point, but it still exists. There's still quite a bit of repression out there in this
mm-hmm.
culture.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, you end up getting all the sexual deviance, I think, as a result of that sexual repression. People act out sexually in ways that maybe they wouldn't otherwise had they been raised in kind of a open-minded household.
Sure.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Surreal is on the line anywhere, USA. Surreal, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Brett.
Yeah, gentlemen, nice to talk to you again today. So
hey.
I have a theory about this, too, that's kind of similar, and that would be, it's not that they want to be raped, but they want to know that a man is powerful, and that's a huge aphrodisiac, that a man can overpower them. Now, she doesn't have to be violent or disgusting or against her will to have that kind of power to be able to overwhelm her, because she wants to submit. Women like to be submissive, and they like to know that a man can please them and that the man can overpower them. And that's a very big turn on. And women are going to disagree with this probably, because to admit that would be to, they think, is to admit weakness. It's not weakness. It is strength. Women have strength, and a relationship is strong when she can submit fully and feel the strength of her partner. That's a huge turn-on for women.
But why take it all the way to a rape fantasy? If what you're saying is true, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who would agree with it, Surreal, but if what you're saying is true, why wouldn't, like, you know, fantasy about rough sex, you know, just being thrown on the bed, that kind of thing, why wouldn't that be more common? Why are rape fantasies so common, it seems?
I think this is a couple of reasons. One of them they already suggested, which is that women want, well, that they that society doesn't allow them to be the sexual beings that they are. And women are more sexual than men. And they have a hard time letting that out. And
but you're saying that not only are women more sexual than men, but that they want to submit. If you don't mind, Surreal, I'd like to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Are you a lady listener of the show? And
please.
I'm wondering how you feel about this, about what Surreal is saying. 855-453. We'll put you on with him here in a moment. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in a left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited to take control of the airwaves here, toll free at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We're going to get back to Sir Real here in a moment. He's making some statements that might be considered controversial. The idea that women, he says, want to be submissive. Mm-hmm. I think he's talking about the bedroom, but maybe he just means in general. I'm not real sure. We'll clarify, have him clarify that here in a moment. And if you're a lady listener, and you maybe you want to disagree with what Surreal is saying, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, we can bring you up on Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Bitcoins are all over the news. But maybe you haven't taken the time yet to learn how to get them. Well, number one, you have to have a wallet, and you can get that from the good folks over at blockchain.info. They've now provided over 1.5 million wallets free, which is great. So it's an easy, safe place for you to put your bitcoins, which you can acquire over at cashintocoins.com. And they do it when you order less than $40 of bitcoins through cashintocoins.com. There's no transaction fee. So imagine you can actually transfer one currency into another at cashintocoins.com for no fee. Now, if you go over $40, there is a very, very low and competitive fee. I think it's the best fee out there. Plus, Cash Into Coins, the instructions are easy. It's safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer, and you can even donate some of that fee, as small as it is, to charity. Over at cashintocoins.com. That's cashintocoins.com. As we go back to Surreal, he is calling from anywhere, USA. We had started out the show with a disturbing story about female rape fantasies, women who are having, and according to the statistics of a meta-analysis of 20 studies done over the last 30 years, between 31% and 57% of women have rape fantasies, and that they are frequent or preferred, as it is called, in 9 to 17% of women. What is going on here? Why does that happen? Surreal says that he believes that women want to be submissive, that this is a turn-on for them, and that the rape fantasies is kind of an extension of that. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Surreal. Did I sum you up correctly?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct. Now, it's the idea that not so much that they are submissive, although that is the case, but that the man is more powerful than them. And yes, that's inside and outside the bedroom. And let me give you some proof that I hope you can take as true, because of it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and that is the romance novel industry. They've done meta-analyses of stories in these romance novels. Almost every single one of them deals with a successful woman who is attractive and single. And she's career successful. She's personally successful. She's got friends. She's popular. The man that she goes for invariably is always makes more money than she does. Even though she is a very high paid attorney, an author, a whatever, rich, the man in these stories are always more wealthy or more powerful, usually wealthy. So that's, I think something can be said for that.
Well, we can see, even if money doesn't come into it, I mean, I've spent some time in the field, you know, researching this, and I would say that consistently women are attracted to assertiveness, confidence, and I would say, like, one of the most underrated qualities that I find, like, just most of the women that I've been involved with in my life find really attractive, or maybe they find the absence of it really unattractive, and that's decisiveness. You know, being able to make decisions. Women don't like it when guys, I'm sorry, I just did it too. I said, we can't say women don't, women think, women say, because that's
many women.
Right,
how about that?
Right. From my experience, many women really didn't find it to be sexy when I would say, I don't know, what do you want to do? You know,
absolutely.
Where do you want to go? And I didn't,
that
you know.
That is correct.
Right.
It's the same concept, because decisiveness,
I've had that experience,
is
as well.
Power.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Decisiveness is power, and I think there are one evolutionary suggested possibility for this, and then one is cultural today. The easy one today is, most men are wussies. They've been brainwashed to think that women are not sexual creatures. They don't treat them like sexual creatures, and they don't treat themselves like sexual creatures. If you are assertive and confident and you're not embarrassed by your sexuality, you understand she's a sexual creature. Oh, she is all over you. Make decisions decisively, even if they're wrong. admit to them being wrong, but be decisive. That'll turn her on to no regard. And then evolutionarily, this is sad, but when you think about our upbringing as Neanderthals, probably the first 100,000 years of our evolution, women were raped routinely. That means oftentimes those women had children. And then those genes, and then the theory goes that women become acclimated to this sort of violence, which is horrible. You can certainly say that. But their bodies react to violence, and sex is a kind of violence, no, even if it's consensual, right? It's slapping. It's body parts slamming together. So
that seems like a reach.
It does. Now, there are things that happen during
sex. University of Toronto, a study shows that women are turned on by more images of a wider variety of images than men are.
Okay, images of...
And the theory is that if they didn't lubricate between their legs, they would die of hemorrhaging from the friction caused by rape. So their bodies have evolved to be aroused by many things. This is just one of my, you know, theories.
That last one strikes me. I can see a lot of what you're saying. And like I say, I've experienced a lot of this as well. The science of the friction between the legs, I can't get on board with that.
University of Toronto, look up the study. It's very famous.
I agree. It's a good school, you know, but I don't know. And there was good.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Surreal. I appreciate it. I wish we would have had a lady listener call in. There's a couple guys on hold. And,
I hope we do have some ladies calling.
Maybe after the fact they'll get on here and try to refute what you're saying.
They won't call in. They can't. They would have to. Well, you know, they can anonymously. I hope, because you're right. It's such a sad thing that women's sexuality is repressed for the reasons that this study was talking about. They culturally repressed, and they can't express it openly the way men can. So they have to play games in order to get through life and get what they want. And the man who understands them will make them happy, and then they will make themselves happy too.
You know, there is something to be said for that, though, because one of the biggest aspects of culture, especially, I mean, we are all kind of descendants of Western European culture. Right? I mean, those are the values that have come into America, basically through the Puritans and through the British. That's, you know, that thread still runs through right into modern America. And one of the biggest things that's come with that is religion. And women have been treated not so well in religion for thousands of years, and I think there's some reasons why we can get into soon.
We'll come back with more. Surreal, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate the thoughts and perspective. More on the way here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste, and safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're actually going through a list of reasons that are supposedly the reasons why some women have rape fantasies. I find the topic to be very disturbing.
Yeah.
We had Surreal call in as soon as we gotten through the first couple of them, and he's basically saying that he thinks that women want to be submissive, and that he cites what he considers to be evidence for that. And he said he didn't think any women would call in to refute him. We do actually have a lady on hold, so I don't know if she's going to refute him or not. We'll find that out here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, also want to let you know about BuzzBox Coffee. Coffee, there's a lot of it out there, and there's a lot of good coffee out there. BuzzBox Coffee is some of that good coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. They got that part down. The thing that BuzzBox does that other coffee companies don't do is that BuzzBox has created a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op. Plus, they're teaming up with World Vision to offer microloans to people in tough parts of the world in which to live. People that these microloans can change their lives by allowing them to get a piece of equipment for a business or to even open up a business that they wouldn't have otherwise have been able to afford. And we, as Free Talk Live listeners, can help make that happen by buying coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Whenever you buy coffee through BuzzBox at coffee.freetalklive.com, a portion of that sale goes to help fund microloans. In fact, we're looking to get 1,000 Free Talk Live listeners to do this so we can fund 100 microloans. But they're not waiting until we hit that 1,000 mark. Basically, every 10 customers that comes from Free Talk Live funds a new microloan through World Vision. So very cool. Not only do you get some great coffee, but you can also help people make a better life for themselves. And you can do it, have it delivered to your door. Plus, you get a free pound to start with. All you have to do is pay the cost of shipping. So really, you can try out the coffee, see if you like it. BuzzBox is really confident that you're going to enjoy it. And everybody who has drank coffee on the show has raved about BuzzBox so far. Here, just go to coffee.freetalklive.com to get your free pound and get started. You can cancel the subscription anytime if for whatever reason you decide you don't want to do it. But again, you just pay the shipping cost to get that free pound tonight at coffee.freetalklive.com. We go to the phones where Tennessee Rose is on the line via Skype. Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, just splendid. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I had called in with a few questions, kind of off topic. I did want to let Surreal know that I kind of disagree with the women rape issue, because as a nurse, I've seen the horrendous effects physically and emotionally that it has on the lady, and I can't really speak for all the ladies or gentlemen, but I don't think that they really want to have this occur to them.
Well, I don't think he was saying they want it to be raped.
They just have
the fantasies about it. And that's kind of what we're looking into is, well, why is that? You know, clearly nobody wants to be raped, so why do fantasies exist about rape?
And the other thing is, too, I'd be interested in knowing, like, if women have been raped or even, had anything like that happen, would they be less likely to have those fantasies? I would certainly assume so. You know, the women that you talked about treating.
I doubt very seriously they had the fantasies. That would be every individual's, own idea, and I'm sure they're not talking about it with anyone, unless they call into this show, but that's not. I actually called in because I had seen a couple of videos and wanted to know if you guys were familiar with the Rochester, New Hampshire 912 project chapter.
What's the 912 thing? Isn't that like a Glenn Beck thing?
Yes, sir. There's the guy by the name of Jerry DeLemus, and he says that he had got a lot of Tea Party-type candidates elected, and being that you are familiar with New Hampshire, and he is in New Hampshire, we were wondering if that was the case, and could you tell us anything about him, like what he does for a living?
Well, first of all, I don't know who that person is. Brett, are you?
No, this isn't really, it's not really my scene.
What I can tell you, though, is that New Hampshire is a place where there are a lot of people who are very active, and a number of people who I would not describe as Tea Party types. I would describe them as liberty-oriented people. A number of liberty-oriented people are being elected here in New Hampshire. We have here what's called the Free State Project. I'm not very familiar with the 912 thing. I know we had somebody call and explain it a couple of years ago.
What is it in a nutshell?
Yeah, if you can summarize it, Tennessee Rose, I'd appreciate it.
The New Hampshire 912 Project?
Yes.
Or
912 generally.
It's like a nationwide thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know that he had claimed that he had done a lot of work with Glenn Beck in getting candidates elected in your area.
But for what? For what's the purpose of 912? Like, what's the sort of overarching mission of the 912 project? What's it for?
I'm trying to find out exactly what Jerry DeLemus is doing with this 912 project in New Hampshire.
So you just to clarify,
it's like a neoconservative front.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't sound good at all, right? Like neoconservatism is bad.
Right. And I was kind of wondering, if you guys had any relationship to this project.
No, we are not neoconservatives. I know it sounds like you're new to Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is a show that primarily has behind the microphones voluntarists, maybe minarchists. These are people who believe that government's involvement in our life should be very, very small, very, very limited, if it exists at all. I personally am against the idea of a state, period. I don't like the idea of the state, which essentially is this kind of construction that allows men and women to rule over other men and women. I have a real problem with that. So what's happening in New Hampshire is, and I've never heard about this 9/12 thing, and my ear is somewhat to the ground as far as politics and things like that are concerned, although Rochester's on the other side of the state, so it might as well be a whole world away from Keene. But it, yes, there are tea parties that happen in New Hampshire. I don't know how often they're happening these days, and I don't know anything about a 9/12 thing happening in any active way. But I also don't care about it either, because, like I said, I'm not a neoconservative. I'm not a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I believe in freedom. And that's the kind of person I want to be to have attracted to New Hampshire, is someone who also believes in freedom, somebody who's willing to do something to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's what the Free State Project is about. That's why I moved here from Florida back in 2006. And to me, the Free State Project is the single most relevant political movement in New Hampshire today. So that's my answer for you. Anything else you want to share tonight, Rose?
Well, no, thank you so much. And I appreciate your time and your information. And I'll be listening in. And you guys have a great evening.
Thank you for the call tonight, Tennessee Rose. Appreciate hearing from you. Sounded great there on Skype. You can call in on Skype with username lrn.fm. We'll come back to this eight reasons, supposedly, why a number of women have rape fantasies. Very disturbing story. We'll get back into it here. But to the phones first, we've got Dre calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Dre.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind, Dre?
Hey, I'm calling because I'm calling for support for some MICATS, Michigan Coalition Against Tar Sands in Michigan. I don't know.
Against what?
MICATS, MICATS. That's the Michigan Coalition Against Tar Sands.
Tar Sands? Okay, what is it?
Okay, so in 2010, Kalamazoo River had the largest inland oil spill in America, in the United States.
Ooh, all right, stand by, Dre. We'll bring you back here in a moment. You can tell us the rest of the tar sand situation. Sounds pretty gross. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You gotta see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like Free Talk Live and you enjoy what we're doing here on the air, you can help support the show by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. You can enter Amazon. There's Amazon US, Amazon Canada, and Amazon UK. You click into the right Amazon for you. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Otherwise, all that money is going to go to Amazon. If you just enter through their normal route, they keep all the profits. When you enter through our special links at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's the same great prices, same huge selection that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate links, so therefore we get a portion of the sale. So go and start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Still to come here, we'll talk more about the supposed reasons why some women have rape fantasies. Very disturbing story. Also on the way, we will get back into the 30 things to stop doing to yourself. As we started probably a month ago here on Free Talk Live and have slowly been crawling through over time.
Yes.
But your calls come first, and we go to Dre in Michigan. Dre, you were telling us about the MCATS, was it? What was the organization? Michigan Coalition Against Tar Sands?
Tar Sands. Tar Sands.
So tell me more about that. You were saying there was a big oil spill there in one of the Great Lakes?
Yes. Actually in the Kalamazoo River. Right.
Oh, the river.
Right,
okay.
Right from Lake Michigan, a mile from Lake Michigan. July 27, 2010, Enbridge spilled around 1 million gallons of tar sands into the Kalamazoo River. And what has happened is many people in that area are dying from health implications from kidney and liver failure and cancer. And a lot of people, you know, haven't even heard of this. And it was the largest inland oil spill in the United States.
Now, why is it that do you feel like the oil spill would cause cancer? Is it that people are out there bathing in it, or is it somehow making a way into their daily lives to affect them in some way?
Well, the people of Marshall, they lived right off the Kalamazoo River, and when the oil spilled, you know, they had to endure these health implications.
Yeah, I think it's the type of oil, I forget what it's called, maybe bitumen is like
bitumen.
A particularly...
Bitumen,
that's right. It's a particularly dirty kind of thick crude oil. And there's lots of different kinds of oil, right? So it's possible that it has a higher toxicity. It's possible that it made its way into drinking water, which I'm guessing would be the worst case scenario as far as the health of nearby people is concerned, is that it would get into drinking water.
So, yeah, Dre, what is it that people are doing here? I mean, is the area still a mess? Has it been cleaned in some way? Has nature kind of taken care of the problem over time? Or is it still just an ugly, you know, this spill location? What's it like now?
Okay. So what's happening is, like the BP spill in Alaska, the Enbridge company used Core Exit to absorb the oil. And this is the most toxic substance and actually creates more hazard and harm to the people that live near and around the river. And you got to realize Michigan is the land of 10,000 lakes. So, you know, this is the fresh, you know, the 40% of all the fresh water is in Michigan. And from the toxic tar sands underneath the Michigan, underneath the Great Lakes, that same pipe flows. So luckily it didn't break inside one of the Great Lakes. It only broke on the river. Unfortunately for the people of Marshall, Michigan, you know, they have to endure right now, you know, some kidney, liver failure, cancer. So anyway, really fast.
So wait a minute, though. You think it might be from the whatever this substance they actually used to clean up the oil might have caused the illness, which would make more sense than the oil causing it in such for so many people in such a short period of time. Is that what the speculation is, that their cleanup effort was irresponsible?
Yes, their cleanup effort is irresponsible, and they're not being held accountable. I mean, people that live on the river, you know, if they pay them off, they have to sign gag orders. I mean, Michigan's been a hotbed right now for that. The MICATS, you were talking about women, you know, having rape fantasies. I'll tell you, there's some strong women out here, and they're not having rape fantasies. They're having fantasies of bringing this company down to its knees and holding them accountable, you know?
Okay, well, this is the narrative that we hear again and again, and we all know who is going to be bringing them to account. It's going to be either the government of Michigan or the EPA, and unfortunately, those organizations are really, you know, and I believe that, you know, taking good care of the environment is a really important thing. I've been talking with a lot of people lately who are practicing permaculture, which is kind of like a non-aggression principle for the earth. Like, I really believe that. But again and again and again, I hear this narrative coming from people who consider themselves to be environmentalists that these corporations, these polluters, have to be punished. Well, what I would be interested in hearing is some ideas in actually preventing these things from happening. There was when BP spilled in the Gulf of Mexico, there was this talking point that was being repeated by, you know, not just the left-wing media, but I heard the White House press secretary say, we want to have our boots on BP's throats. And people were cheering that because, oh, look, they're giving it to BP. Yay, let's punish BP. And that's what this is all about, right? What would have been great is if this company in Michigan didn't spill 900,000 gallons of oil into a river, because once that happens, like, everybody loses. Everybody's already lost. You know, now, obviously, I think that people who are having their, you know, their health affected, people are losing loved ones, people are stricken with cancer or liver disease is, for me, you know, as I think as a compassionate person, a little more tragic on a mass scale than a company losing, you know, however much money 900,000 gallons of oil is.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it might have been attributed to their lack of, you know, something they did wrong. But no one is more incentivized to prevent spills than the oil companies, because the oil companies are there to make profits. The governments have no incentive to especially the EPA, because if nobody is polluting, the EPA doesn't have any justification for its existence anymore.
Well, Dre, it seems like you've been following this case pretty thoroughly. I know that in the BP situation, government regulations restricted the amount of liability that BP had. It was only something like $75 million for cleanup or something like that, where it was going to cost far more, and of course then taxpayers were on the hook for the remainder of it. So ultimately, the federal government was the BP's best friend as far as limiting the costs of their liability in that case. Have you seen anything similar happening here where this company, Enbridge, is being treated better than you think they should be by the government?
Okay, well, let me tell you this. You said, like, the government had their boots on the necks of the company.
Think is not a constructive attitude for having a cleaner, better environment. Right.
It's also not true.
It's just a punishment model. Yeah, I mean, it's just a punishment mentality that solves no problems and prevents no problems. But go ahead.
I agree with you. It's in the interest of the oil company to not have spills. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But apparently, if they do have a spill, wouldn't you, if you own that company, wouldn't you want to take care of the people near the river? Or, I mean...
I would. I would make it a priority, even if I didn't care about the people at all. And, I mean, I like to think that I care about people, and like I said, I consider myself a compassionate guy. But for no other reason, even if I was just a cold, heartless CEO of an oil company, there's still, like, PR, you know? You can't just, like, spill almost a million gallons of dirty oil and then run away or, you know, go and hide behind a government that's going to protect you.
Well, that's what I was wondering, yeah. Dre. I mean, do you know of any examples in this case of how the government actually is protecting the company rather than holding them accountable?
Okay, well, I can tell you this. You talk about PR and the company wanting to have good PR. They are actually putting their boots down on the activists, particularly the MICAPs. In fact, 2 days ago, a young girl who did a tree sitting, they were reconnecting the same pipe that did a spill. They were fixing the pipe because they're going to send double the amount of crew down that pipe. So she did a tree sitting. She did an action and they arrested her and she's now in prison. She's now in Indiana. She's serving a month in prison.
Okay, well, the company didn't arrest her because the company doesn't have the ability to use force and get away with it. Only the state, only the people that you're asking to protect you and your organization and the environment have that power. And it seems like, in this case, they acted on behalf of the big corporation against you.
As they typically do. So looking to the government to solve these problems tends to be not a productive solution. Dre, good luck out there. Thanks for the call and the info tonight. Hour number two on the way. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference, one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more.